This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us via the Lovell Chronicle, their September 24th edition, covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of September 14th to September 20th. They include, on the 14th, officers received a ready report regarding a white four-door Ford being driven erratically on Montana Avenue. Officers unable to locate the vehicle. So, somebody driving erratically in Lovell, Russ.
How do you feel today? A little erratic.
Yep. September 18th, a well-meaning elderly male began painting a fire hydrant with tan-colored paint in an effort of neighborhood beautification. Oh, what a beautiful tan color. Officers responded and informed the man that although his effort was appreciated, one cannot paint government property. The man complied in ceasing his action. There are no further incidents. After a very friendly tasering, Russ, he gave it up.
Well, they set it to low.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, those horrible fire trucks. If only they were tan.
Yeah. And he didn't like how maybe the paint was peeling on the fire hydrant, and I got leftover tan paint. So,
and if a fire were to break out, where'd that hydrant go?
It's
I can't
red
find
anymore,
it.
or yellow. Yeah, what are we gonna do? So, on September 19th, officers responded to East 2nd, where there was a report of three individuals dressed as clowns. The three individuals did not display any menacing behavior, nor were they responsible for any criminal activity. Clowns doing criminal activity.
When clowns go bad.
Officers are attempting to identify the individuals through surveillance video, determining the dressing as clowns without cause to be strange behavior. When did that start?
Well, who makes up what is strange?
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
Yeah, anything goes nowadays. But
yeah, pretty much.
You know, for everybody to get together and let's dress as clowns. What for? I don't know.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I've got this nose. I got big feet. Okay, let's do it. Oh, I think the worst part though is that depicting clowns with the bald head wigs, you know, I feel offended when I see those, Russ.
No, so. Something should be done.
I know. So if I'm offended, everybody should be offended.
Exactly.
So, but, and it's not, I don't think it's a group of clowns. I think it's a gaggle is what clowns go in.
Well, when it becomes a murder.
Yeah, murder of clowns.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Also, on September 20th, officers responded to a local bar after a male who is not local to Lovell began a heated verbal conversation with two other patrons. No physical altercation occurred. The bar filed a criminal trespass order against the male who is not from Lovell. Get out, non-Lovellite.
And don't come back.
Yeah, you have nothing to do with the Rose City. You are out of here. Police report, group of clowns spotted on East 2nd.
Everyone panicked.
Yeah, you want to read on. Was that me? Oh, no, I guess I'm, they don't label me yet as clown-like. Let's go to the...
He's acting a little clownish.
These were actually, you know, you can act like a clown, but when you actually go out and
yeah,
get
I
the,
guess.
You know, the big, huge suspenders and stuff. Yeah, you're going over the edge. From the Sheriff's Department, on September 14th, deputies received reports of 3 to 4 dogs. It could be 3, could be 4. Described as being vicious, chasing vehicles and bicycles down Road 11 near Lovell. Deputies took down the information, didn't issue any citations due to there's no vicious dog ordinance in county jurisdictions. Now, you can have... you could have all kinds of crazy dogs. You could have a wolf out there if you want, Russ. So go ahead. Yeah, have him grab bicyclists. So.
Scratch his belly or else.
Yeah. September 16th, possible case of bank fraud was reported to deputies after an unknown subject who knew the account holder's date of birth, attempted to have funds wired over to another account. The bank determined the interaction to be suspicious and contacted the family. The case is under investigation. Good to have, you know, live in a small enough community, the bank will actually go out and do something for you like that, you know. There, thanks a lot.
And just another reason not to put your birth date on your Facebook page.
No, don't do that. So, or
but how will everybody wish me a happy birthday?
Well, and then, of course, you've got, what is your favorite? Or you could be, take this poll to see what kind of zoo animal you are. Well, fill in your date of birth, you know. Oh, okay. Also, an elderly male pulled his pickup truck in front of a semi-truck on Highway 310 near Deaver, resulting in a collision. The driver of the pickup truck was transported to the hospital following the crash. Don't pull out in front of semis, people. Okay, no matter how fast you think you're going. So, also on September 17th, 26-year-old at a level was arrested on charges of drinking and driving and careless driving after rolling a pickup on Lane 12 near level in a single vehicle accident. No significant injuries were reported. So he was lucky he was drunk, so he didn't get injured, I guess. So, when you just wreck on your own, they're going to probably put that little breathalyzer near you, okay? Also, on September 19th, 22-year-old out of Lovell was found to be in possession of illicit substances when being picked up on an open warrant by deputies. In addition to the charges listed in her warrant, she received a charge of unlawful possession. 22 years old, just starting off in life.
Yeah,
already has warrants out for her. So, Sheriff's Report headline, Lovell man arrested for DUI after rolling vehicle. So, had nothing to do with clowns.
Yeah, no clowns. I'm disappointed.
Let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. And they include a traffic complaint. West 3rd received a report of a subject was driving with their children not fastened in car seats. An officer responded, didn't locate the described vehicle, disposition unable to locate. So if they're driving by and you see the kids jumping over and back and forth and stuff, you can sort of determine that. If not, it's somebody who is just trying to rat this person out. So just being rat-like is what they're doing. A little bit of ratting. Theft. North Ingalls, report of theft from a residence. Officer responded, case under investigation. Doesn't say what it was. So, suspicious activity. North Bent received report of a truck that was sitting in front of a house and looking around, loitering. The truck was looking around and loitering. RP advised that the driver would leave, circle the block, and then go back to the same area. Stop it! An officer responded, searched the area extensively, didn't locate the vehicle. Gone on arrival. So I guess they weren't doing that. So, he would leave, go around the block, and then park again. That just has me shaking, grabbing the phone to call the police. Darn them. Drug-related in the South Division received a report of someone smoking marijuana in the area. An officer responded, canvassed the area, unable to detect the smell of marijuana, disposition unfounded. That happens a lot on South Division Street. So, I don't know if it's the same person or if it's just a block thing. It's what we do. We're known for it. So, fraud-related, Ponderosa Court received report of a fraud case under investigation, disposition, see case. I found a fraud! Intoxicated subject occurring on East North received report of an intoxicated person walking around. Officers responded, searched the area. The subject gone on arrival. This occurring at 5:30 in the afternoon. It's about time. It could be a little bit late even for some drunks. So, but walking around on North Street, nobody saw anything. Domestic, West 3rd, received a report of a disturbance. Officers responded, contacted all parties. It was verbal. Parties separated. Suspicious activity, Avenue D, resident requests an officer to the residence because they thought someone was inside the house that shouldn't be. Officers have spotted searchy home. No one found. No, I guess. Nobody there. Let's see. Animal noisy. North Clark received a report of a neighbor with a puppy who cries all night. An officer contacted the owner who had just left the dog for a while. The officer gave the owner some options how to handle the situation, disposition completed. So that's how dogs end up driving around with their humans because they cry too much at home. So then disturbance on East 2nd received a complaint of multiple people at a location who were being loud and there was a baby crying. An officer responded, contacted the subjects who had just been feeding the baby. They were advised of the complaint, disposition completed. This just after midnight. So the baby's crying. You're up. You need sleep. It's a weekday. And you're just miserable. And here comes the cop. We got complaints from the neighbors. Your baby's crying. It's like, that's when a mom, I think, is justified in attacking everybody. Just go off on a spree. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Better, where Monday is Dress Up as a Clown Day over at Aldridge's. But not scary clowns, please. Not scary, okay? Don't want to scare Tim. Anyway, appreciate the Level Chronicle and the Powell Police Department for today's Police Blotter report.